Reish Tamach Beis is the lofes of the Kaddish Shams and Shulchan Aruch with Ketus Nekiya. A person's entire house should be prepared before he gets home on Shabbat. And the table should be set. Lav Dafka, does it have to be that the table is Aruch? Seems to mean that it has a tablecloth on it. Lav Dafka, does it have to be set? Well, the more it's set, the more common Shabbat it is. I was in a Rav's house this past week at about 1:30 in the afternoon, and his entire table was set with the challahs on the table. Everything was set for Shabbos already, totally set. That's the chorus of Shabbos, that everything is ready coming into Shabbos. One of the things that Mr. Burr mentions, he mentions it in more than one place, is that you should get rid of cobwebs before Shabbos. There's a special need to get rid of cobwebs. Mr. Burr says, Zalt Nikoyim, Api Kabbalah, there's Big Inyanim. That I heard this morning from somebody who was saying, point I think Dirshu was holding Mamish by overholding Kingdomani, and he was, you know, I was on a bus this morning and I bumped into a shir and I was sitting behind them. They were learning Reish Tamach Beis, and that's what he said. He said that a spider is called a shmamis, which is lashon of shmama, which is lashon of korban. Really supposed to get rid of them before Shabbos. Mr. Brewer brings it down the halacha in more than one place. What's that? Spider webs. Also, cobwebs. Look, I'll say coin. If the reason is I'll say coin, right. Her be telling that.
Very good.
Yisad Shulchanai, there should be a tablecloth on your table. Says the Bir Alacha that it's Lav Dafka, the table in the dining room. It's also the tables in the other place in the house should also have. If you have in your kitchen, you have a table. That should also be covered for Shabbos. Occur that's the mini with Olam when you come to shuls and other places where many of them cover the tables on Shabbos. It's an Indian of Kavod Shabbos to cover the table. And not only that, it should be covered the entire Shabbos. There shouldn't be a time that the tablecloth is not on the table. Which Mishnah Berurah says that's why it's better. Some people put on two tablecloths. They take off the top tablecloth. When they want to shake out the top tablecloth, they have another tablecloth on the table. We have plastic tablecloths many people use, and maybe that makes it easier. Just fold up the plastic tablecloth. If you don't use a plastic tablecloth, then it's harder to. Some people just slide on one after the next. There's a famous story of the Dibbuk. I don't know if it was the Dibbuk of the Chafetz Chaim, that he was. Anytime that he saw somebody that was a Chayte, that he saw any Tumah, he would medavik himself to that person or that. There was famous stories that they would go over to people. And the person would see that the divik is coming over, and he'd be mahar b'tshuva, and then quickly the divik would go away because the person was mahar b'tshuva. But it came one Shabbos, and there was a chelik of the table. It was by the rav, and there was a chelik of the table which was open, and the divik ran to that part of the table. It was mamash tefes on that chelik of the table, so he knew that that was. But it's not. It's brought down la'alacha. There's also in yonim. It's brought down la'alacha that it's not supposed to be. The table is not supposed to be uncovered. It's supposed to be covered the entire Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So much so that if you're going to shake out your tablecloth, you should have another tablecloth underneath it that it should be covered the entire time. I always had wondered about some of our tablecloths. They have holes inside. It's a pattern, it's a design, and it has holes. Is that a problem? Or that we say love it. And that's the lechur, we say love it. Kimdumani, I would say that's the lechur, the pashit. That's the chelik, that makes it look nicer. Siv Beis is Shistadu Shilu, Begadim Ran, the Shabbat. A person should have, Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you lechatchila should not wear your begadim of Shabbat during the week. There's two different lashonos that are brought down. You shouldn't wear anything that you wear during the week on Shabbat. You shouldn't wear anything on Shabbat during the week. Both of them are brought down in Kitzvei Arizal. That means you should have everything that should be miyuchad for Shabbat. Now, with regard, I don't know anybody that has undergarments that are miyuchad for Shabbat. Some people have socks that are miyuchad for Shabbat. But undergarments, I don't know anybody that has underwear, undershirts and underwear that are special. Maybe they do. So, what? My gift is something about this. What? Maybe you're so. That's not what you said. Most people do not, and many places within the Kabbalas and others bring down that in a Hanami undergarments are just big dezel, and no one sees them, and it's just those things are not included. As a matter of fact, even shoes, there's a big shadow with an answer for shoes. Rosh Hashanah and Yashiv did not have different shoes for Shabbos than they did for the week. Shoes is different, certainly it's different.
The rest of the body is standing up, the shoes are going sideways. Differences in different things. But there's certainly, there's either way, the rest of the Begadim, Mishpura says you should also have a talus, a different talus for Shabbos if you could. Everything should be different. The big Charlie is, can you wear your Shabbos suit to a chasana or not? L'chatchilo. Certainly it's not ma'akim, it's not merit, but l'chatchilo you're not supposed to wear Shabbos clothing during the week. They bring a riot from Ruth. Boaz told Ruth to put on, Naomi told Ruth, which is going to be Boaz, to put on her chas v'sach v'sam simleisayach, big day Shabbos. Adult thing. You're supposed to put down. So she went when she was going for a date. She went for she put on her big dish out. I heard this morning by the shir, said something very interesting from Chaim Kinyas. They asked Chaim Kinyas in the Shabbos, is there a problem to wear your Shabbos clothing for the chasana? So in front of the Pashup Shah, you would understand that when you wear Shabbos clothing to the chasana, you'd be Muhammad the chasana. He said, the reason no, you're allowed to do it. The reason why you're allowed to do it, he said, is because you'd be Muhammad the Shabbos clothing. When you go ahead and you use your Shabbos clothing for other things that are kosher, that shows that when I want to be mechaved something, I use my Shabbos clothing. Shabbos clothing is something which is kosher. Anyway, that's certainly that's the minhag, and what is Rav Chaim saying? That's the halacha, and we have a raya from the pasuk that that's also b'seder. If white begadim, black begadim. If your halacha talks about it, some say to mice satan that we wear black begadim on Shabbos, then there's a problem with cleaning it off. On the other hand, you're not supposed to wear white begadim. Either way, Siv Gimel. Yismat v'biyase b'Shabbos. This is really talking about you should be waiting for Shabbos, and certainly there should be no fights on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah points out. I heard this year this morning, it's also something very interesting. I looked for it now, I couldn't find it. He said it was either Ben Ish Chai or the Kaf HaChai. I didn't see it in the Kaf HaChai. But he said something very interesting. And he said that, this is something that we mentioned before, Shoshana, that works out, the smach to that. That he says that if your wife drops something and it breaks, then you shouldn't get angry because it's something which is Bimirakit Ben Espoiso. The something caused her to drop it to try to get you to fight. You're the one who prefers in the Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin says, Hassan above. That Erev Shabbos is the time for fighting, and there was a family that used to fight every week until Remer made Shalom 3 weeks, and then he heard the Satan say, "Oh, you kicked me out of the house." The first Gemara is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos are times of Erev Shabbos, so fucking time, which is the sugal. Therefore, a person has to be careful and realize beforehand that this is something that the Satan is trying to get you to be a person to be nefesh, not to be nefesh. Last thing that he says. The Ramah says that a person that's getting ready for Shabbos after he showers should get dressed into his Shabbos clothes. Now, that means if a person goes, let's say, to a mikvah and he wants to get ready there and he's going to shower there, he should bring the Shabbos clothes to the mikvah. Some people don't like doing that because there's a lot of things going on there and it falls on the floor and somebody steps on it and somebody this and that. You don't want to bring Shabbos. The Ma'aseh Mishmaru says that's what you should do. So what's our way out? Maybe there's no way out. The Shmir Shabbos also says something interesting. He says, if you're going to get ready for Shabbos, you need to shower early, but you still want to do things for Shabbos, he says, then you shouldn't get dressed in your Shabbos clothing, because you might get them dirty. So therefore, you prepare yourself for Shabbos, and then change afterwards, when your mom is ready for Shabbos, then change your Shabbos. So if your shash is your clothing when you get dirty, then it's going to be the of a spot that you don't have to get dressed straight after your shower, but l'chatchila, that is certainly the halacha that the Ramah brings down. L'chatchila, after one shower is one should right away get into a shower.